think I have to read one more food poem. This is called The Pumpkin Pie, or Reassurances Are Always False, Though We Love Them, Only Physics Counts. My metaphysical poems all take place in the kitchen, I have discovered. Seems suitable. Pumpkin, freshly scraped out of its tightly adhering orange skin, as if you tried to scrape beach foam off the sand, the seeds washed and set out for the birds on the porch, churned in the blender after baking to watery pulp in the oven. Fresh pumpkin, in other words, not that bright yellow stuff that comes in tins and ready to make pie. Enter this cook, the experienced artist who grew up with tin cans and a cupboard with only two spices, salt and cinnamon. It is my first time to make a pumpkin pie from pumpkin, the tin can being so much cheaper, the time required so much less. How do I say this? Cooking smells as the flaky crust is baked, and I am stirring the custard filling, pumpkin pulp, cinnamon, my spice, nutmeg, ginger, allspice, cloves, the delicious thick cream, sugar, eggs, oh good things, and I am stirring, stirring, not allowing any lumps, the spices wafting out into the house and feeling the perfume of the kitchen, thinking that men make better cooks than women because they have ideas about what they do, not feeling the simple urge to fill up or provide a meal, stirring, stirring, thinking, wondering what the man I love is doing, thinking of different kinds of skills, thinking also of a poet who writes about music and water together, stirring and wondering, wondering why this custard does not get thick. And finally, the correct amount of time being passed and the custard seeming thicker, but not as thick as I think it should be, and knowing that when custard starts to get thick, it gets thick very fast, right away so hastily with mercury whizzing around my heels, I pour it into the pie shell and then think with horror, what if it doesn't get thick? And it is an hour from dinner, lots of guests, and not enough cream to do the whole thing again. I wait. Women know about waiting. Artists know about waiting. Lovers are the only ones who never learn about waiting. Even they often have to wait. Please tell love to wait for me, says one of the great poets. But love never waits for anybody, at least not in the rain, oh tears, oh metaphors. Anyway, I wait. Test the pie filling with a knife. Not a silver one, because this house has no silver. I have never had silver. But test it, no good. It still isn't firm. I put it in the refrigerator. I wait. I take it out after anxiously waiting, which means I didn't wait very long. Oh, this perfect gourmet's delight, something even the pilgrims seem to be able to whip up. And I, in this modern house, worrying and wondering, has poetry really informed my life? I have not been waiting long enough. Anxiously, I say to a lady who has been hovering around the kitchen, do you think it will set? She looks at me reassuringly, as you would look at a child who wants to know if daylight will come again. A lady whose husband has said that pumpkin pie is his favorite. Did his mother use pumpkin out of a can? I now think I should have strained my homemade pumpkin pulp through a jelly bag to get out excess water. Oh, techniques, how they do us in. Reassuringly, my catechism is answered. Will the pumpkin set? Of course. Do you think it will be okay by dinner? Of course, it will be delicious. Of course. Dinner, a menu I will not describe. Delicious, preceded by many drinks, many appetizers, accompanied by much wine, much laughter and flirtation, a party occasion. Dessert, pie out of the refrigerator, cream whipped. The pumpkin has set. The pie disappears from plates, says my reassurer, the lady who holds the catechism, the one whose husband's favorite was pumpkin pie. I didn't think it would set, but it turned out perfectly. Stunned, I smile my Christmas smile at her. I have spent the last month thinking of that. Why did she tell me she thought the custard would set if she didn't think it would? Hateful. I am a child. We are all children. To be reassured, I am ready to make her my enemy for life. I have been duped, treated as a fraud, or lied to, defrauded. Religion is dead. If there is no truth in the kitchen, where could there be truth? And I ask all of you that question. If there is no truth in the kitchen, where possibly can there be truth? I expect a betrayer in the bedroom, perhaps, or any other room of the house. The helpless mechanic under the car in the garage, the sad plumber in the bathroom, even a hopeless fire builder or clumsy handyman, but not the kitchen. Women are true, faithful, honest, poets speaking committed words through their small lives. That was last Christmas. I live this year in one room, have no kitchen, garage, fireplace, or bedroom. I even share my bathroom. Truth is lonely but unbetrayed. My room filled this week with the fragrance of apples and pomegranates. There is a jug of red wine on a table and a thick cutting board for my loaf and cheese. In a pot on my desk, brown milkweed pods have burst their down. It hangs like snow against a bare branch, seeds spotting the white cheek like small moles. I know where truth is, but wonder where friendship and family have gone. I think of the motherly woman who lied kindly last year, thinking to reassure me, wonder now at my anger, think how easy it is to condemn, how hard to be compassionate. There was a man I loved. He never ate pie. He could not tell me he did not love me. I did not want to hear. This year, this season, I thank all my friends for their kindness. Still, they know I have always lived alone with my own pumpkin pie truth and poetry, the reassurer. Do you think it will set? Of course, it will be delicious.